Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, you made it right. I made it crazy.
Paul Buckless back with you. It's Tuesday. Thank you for tuning in. You know, many of us have the luxury of being able to work from home. Not all of us. Some of us. And, you know, we complain about our internet bandwidth and delivery problems. But there are so many people out there who are suffering. The pandemic is pushing many over the edge who were already on the edge even before the pandemic. And Stephen Belton, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thanks, Paul. It's good to be with you again.
Thank you. You write that you are seeing families who have been traumatized by the ongoing pandemic and the displacement, the unemployment, the reduced hours. Can you talk more about what you are witnessing every day at the Urban League Twin Cities?
Sure. Our housing counselors help people who are in the full spectrum of the housing, in the full spectrum of housing. So we have people who are dealing with housing instability, who are without a home and looking for a place to live, who are literally living on the streets. And we also deal with people who are first-time home buyers and some people who have been home buyers for the second or third time. And so the full spectrum, the most of our work is with people who are either trying to enter the housing market or who are trying to make the transition from being renters to homeowners. And what we are witnessing, and what we've been witnessing since the inception of the pandemic, is tremendous instability in this area. So to give you a sense of perspective, Paul, in 2008 and 2009, the housing crisis that impacted the entire country, that had the effect of wiping out about 51% of all wealth in the African-American community nationwide, because that wealth was tied into housing. So tremendous number of foreclosures and people who were not able to hold on to their home as a result of 2008 and 2009. By 2020, still had not recovered from that. And then the pandemic hit. And the pandemic is going to be a broader and far more sustained and broader financial impact. And so what we've noticed is that people are coming to us who are either about to be foreclosed on or afraid that they're going to be foreclosed on. They are right now in a moratorium, but their ability to pay their mortgages has been compromised because their hours have been cut back or because they've lost their employment. In June of this year, when the pandemic was at its first peak, 52% of all African-American wage earners in the state of Minnesota had filed for unemployment. And so we know as disproportionately represented among, you know, these critical workers, these frontline workers, African-Americans were impacted by that. And it is showing up in housing. It's showing up also in evictions, where there's also been a moratorium. But people are afraid and nervous about it, and it's impacting their families and their children and their sense of well-being.
Stephen, what is the number one thing that Minnesota's legislature and Governor Walz could do to turn down the dial on anxiety and to give people the assistance they need to get through these traumatic times? What is top of mind? If you could wave a magic wand, what would you suggest?
Well, first I'd say it's actually a federal issue. We need a big stimulus package. And so we know that the Biden administration is pushing an additional $1,400 in stimulus money. That will be a help. But even beyond that, I think the state and the federal government are going to have to look at some of the long-term impacts. I think the financial the remedies that need to happen need to be directed specifically to the communities that are most severely impacted by the crisis. The problem that we have with federal money in particular is that they are so careful to be non-discriminatory that they ignore the fact that the financial impacts are discriminatory. And so they try to have sort of non-discriminatory remedies to direct or to affect a problem that is disproportionately impacting Black people. And so what we need is money that is targeted to wage earners and to people who live in these communities that have been so severely impacted by this crisis. We're going to see, once the moratoriums are lifted, once the foreclosure moratoriums, as well as the rental eviction moratoriums are lifted, and the data start coming in from the banks, we're going to see that they are also disproportionately impacting Black and brown people. And we are very concerned about that. And so what we can do is the government, federal, state, and local, can insist on the people who are gathering this data that they disaggregate it by race so that we know what the impacts are. And we can insist that the targeted efforts the financial help that needs to happen is also targeting the communities and the people who are most severely impacted.
CEO, president of the Urban League Twin Cities, Stephen Belton, you always have a way of breaking down complex and troubling trends and helping us digest them. Really appreciate your input and perspective, my friend. Thank you.
It's good to be with you. Thanks, Paul.
Bye. You bet.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.